ABC Listen.
Hello.
Hello.
My
name
is
Bree.
And
my
name
is
Matt.
And
today
we
are
back
for
a
story
salad. Uh-oh, Spaghetti-O, we're doing one word at
one
a time.
One word at a time. Why do you say uh-oh?
No, just because it's a fun challenge.
Okay.
Like, for us, it's like, uh-oh, here we go.
Right, I thought you were like, uh-oh.
No, like, that would be like this, uh-oh.
It's one word at a time.
That's like when I go, oh, I've left the house without my keys, uh-oh.
Uh-oh.
But it's like, uh-oh.
It's like, uh-oh.
Uh-oh.
Isn't
it
funny how the same word, just in the way that you say it, can have a different meaning?
Yeah. Like if I said to you, oh, I lost your bike.
I'd be like, uh-oh.
And if I said to you, I bought you a treat.
I'd be like, uh-oh.
Okay. Well, no more uh-ohs because we've got to tell everyone what we're doing.
That's right. Which is a story salad.
And story salad is where we get. Now we're speaking at the same time. That's a satsit. We're doing one word at a time.
Sorry, I got confused.
Yeah.
Story salad is when we. Wait. Okay. You take it.
Hey.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, I've had an idea, which is sometimes with Matt, uh-oh, or like, it might start as a one word and maybe it morphs into a satsit. We've never done that before.
Oh, it's,
we're just throwing
it's a crossover.
I'm sorry. Okay, I've had an idea.
Uh-oh.
Everyone listening just went, uh-oh. No, story salad is where we get three random words sent in from a lovely listener.
That's
and
right.
We have to use those words in a completely made up improvised story right here on the spot in only 3 minutes.
That's right. And when we have 1 minute left to when we have 1 minute left to go, we hear this sound, which means time to wrap up the story, find an ending, the end.
Yep, that's the rules.
That's the rules.
So to do all that, we need a very special ingredient in the recipe to make a story salad, and that final ingredient is
words.
I'm Francisco, and I'm 4 years old. My words are baby. Book Fire Dragon.
Thank you
Francisco.
For those words, Francisco, which were baby.
Book.
And fire dragon. Not just dragon, not just fire, but a fire dragon.
And I guess we get to decide what that is.
Yeah, in today's
Story Salad.
Cried
the
baby
fire dragon.
The
baby
fire dragon
was
very
upset
because
the
baby
fire dragon
was
unable
to
breathe
fire. The baby
fire dragon
mother
said,
"Don't
worry,
you
will
be
able
to
breathe
fire
when
you
are
older."
And
fire
burnt.
The
air
around
them,
but
didn't
burn
the
dragons
because
dragons
don't
get
burnt.
They
love
fire. So
the
baby
fire dragon
went,
great.
That's
a
good
message.
Mom?
I
am
grateful
for
you.
And
instead
of
breathing
fire,
I'll
read
a
book.
1 minute.
1 minute. So,
the
fire dragon
pulled
out
his
encyclopedia
of
the
mythical
dragons
that
breathe
fire
and
did
other
things
like
crawling
up
walls
and
magical
scales
and the
dragons
that could also
teleport to
different
places.
And the baby fire dragon thought,
wow,
being a dragon
is the best thing in the whole wide world.
We did it!
We
went from one word at a time
into
speaking at the same time. A satsits.
Oh, that was amazing.
See if you can spot where it happened.
Yeah, the
I
moment.
I think you'll know. I
the
think
moment
you'll
we
know.
Just transitioned from one word at a time to
speaking
together.
At the same time. Maybe you could give that a go in your story salad.
It's something
start
you could
with
try.
A rhymes, start with a sats, start with a one word at the time.
And if you are going to make your own story salad, do you know what we have to give them, Matt?
Words!
We need to give them three words.
I think we should give them big, like fantasy,
magical,
mythical,
yes.
magical words.
I love that
I
idea.
I do love dragons. So I'm going to give the word cauldron.
Cauldron, I
which
love
is something
that.
A witch or a wizard might be stirring.
That's right. It's a big pot that they make potions in.
Or you could just be making a stew.
Or a soup.
Yeah.
Yep. Okay, cauldron's a good one. I'm going to give the word volcano. Because I feel like
because it's not it's not mythical.
No,
they exist, but
I feel like
it's epic.
Yeah, and like sometimes I just when I think of dragons and like magical creatures like that, I think of volcanoes for some reason.
I feel like a dragon would love to live in a volcano.
Yeah,
it's all hot and
yeah,
fiery.
Like maybe they take a bath in a volcano.
Yeah, maybe that's where they go to get cool.
To cool down, or
yeah.
maybe it's like their equivalent of a spa. You know, like they all just sit around like
that
chilling.
That is funny.
And like,
oh, that's a good story salad. A bunch of dragons to
anyway,
go to a volcano.
But this
isn't
for
us
story
yeah.
salad. So we need the third word: cauldron, dragon.
Cauldron,
volcano.
And I'm going to give the word troll.
Oh, that's a great mythical,
that's a
magical
mythical
creature.
So cauldron, volcano, and troll. That's going to be a pretty epic story salad, whatever you come up with. And don't forget, you're going to come up with a story salad right now, but you can also listen to a brand new story salad every single weekday on the ABC Kids Listen and Listen app.
That's right. And you can also watch our story salad vodcast on the ABC Kids YouTube channel. And if you're watching right now, hello.
Hi. Yeah, so that was today's story salad, and it was
it sure
suitably
was.
Magical.
It was. And do you know what? Even when the story's not about magic, it always is magical making a story salad because it's created out of nothing, nowhere, just words, and it's magic.
That's the power of story salad.
That's the power of stories.
So we'll be here next time.
We've become a bit emotional, actually.
We love that you come back every time.
We really appreciate it.
And we really appreciate you, but right now... Go and make happy story salad.
And we'll see you next time on
Story Salad. I just love it so much.